49 people died and dozens more were injured in the Pulse nightclub shooting 2 years ago. Not counted in that total are some of the first responders who are now struggling with PTSD after witnessing the scene. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa spoke with Abe Abaraya about a project he's been reporting on for ProPublica to bring awareness to the issue. He starts by telling us about five Pulse first responders who are still dealing with PTSD.
So these five responders, we had Omar Delgado, who was an officer who was inside the club pretty much during the entire standoff. We had Allison Clark, who was an officer, you know, road patrol officer, who showed up pretty much as the fence came down with the survivors running out and sort of helped direct them to triage. Brian Stillwell, he was another firefighter EMT who was also working in the triage, and he was actually at Station 5, which is just 300 feet from the club. And then we also have Josh Granada, who was a paramedic EMT who was, you know, him and his partner were running ambulance calls from the club back to the hospital. And then all the way through Jerry Reelin, who was on the hazmat team, who was doing basically the cleanup the day after.
What kind of symptoms are these first responders experiencing?
So they have sort of the typical post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. You've got people who are dealing with flashbacks, nightmares. A lot of these guys are only sleeping 1, 2, 3 hours a night, even today. And then, you know, there's sort of the other issues as well as far as having trouble controlling impulses, getting angry. These symptoms can impact not just work life, but also home life as well. And so there are a number of these responders out of the five that are profiled. Three of them are no longer working as first responders today.
What kind of support have they been getting from their employers?
We've had a variety of reactions. And I think part of it, too, is that we've had some of the people who came out initially maybe changed how departments reacted kind of going forward. But, you know, we had one officer from a small police department who lost his job. He was terminated. The reasons cited were medical reasons. And he says that he was told it was because of the PTSD. We've had others who've had other work-related issues that led to their firing. One of them was never cleared to go back to work by psychiatrists. And in fact, a couple of the psychiatrists, through the records we have found, believe that the way the department interacted with him and treated him actually exacerbated his symptoms. And then we've had others who've had good experiences that still work at the departments. Maybe they didn't want to come out initially, and they've since, you know, started talking about it and not had any work trouble. They've been able to get reassignments to different, you know, light patrol. It really has been sort of the full gamut of response.
What kind of changes do these first responders want to see happen?
I think the biggest thing I hear, particularly from the ones who are willing to go on record, is that even the ones that have had bad experiences want people to know, you know, you need to get help. You need to go into treatment, and if you need to come off road patrol, you need to stop running medical calls or something to that effect, that, you know, you really should speak up. Because the sad fact is, you know, with a lot of these cases of PTSD, on a long enough timeline of trying to bury it in your locker or that sort of mentality can build up over time. And then, you know, there are a lot of first responders who end up taking their own lives. So there's a lot of sense that, you know, you have to change the culture around why first responders don't want to speak up and let them know that it's okay to get help. And this is an injury like tearing an ACL, you might be out for a while, you can come back from it. And then also just, you know, dealing with departments and having systems in place so that people are willing to come forward and, you know, not have to worry about losing their jobs.
Okay. Well, Abe Abaraya from Health News Florida, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Local support for Health News Florida reports on WUSF are made possible by the USF School of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Sciences. USF Health School of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Sciences celebrate 20 years in education, practice, research, and service to Tampa, our state, and the global community. Learn more at dpt.health.usf.edu.